Holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Until the Son of God appears, come bring the light of your holy face, heal our hearts with your saving grace, the hope of nations now with us to dwell. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, we lift up longing hearts and
just a second. There it is. Good evening. Hey, I want to welcome you all to our first Christmas at the Forks. So excited you're here tonight. It's going to be a wonderful night of music and worship. You're going to hear from all aspects of our worship arts ministry tonight. You're going to hear from our children. You're going to hear from our praise teams. You're going to hear from this amazing choir and orchestra. It's just going to be a great night tonight. And so I encourage you just to sing along. If you hear a song, the words will always be on the screen for every song. I want you to sing along, laugh together. If you like something, you can clap. It's totally okay. But it's going to be a great night. I probably should introduce myself. I'm Sean Sherwood. If you're visiting with us, I have the great honor to be our associate pastor of music and worship. And this choir behind me has worked over the last many months to prepare for tonight. And our prayer is that you will be taken to Bethlehem, that tonight you will experience Christ in a really special way this evening. And if by some chance you don't know who Jesus is, that tonight you leave with an understanding of who our Savior is. That you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, because that is why we put the hours and the months of work into this. It is not to bring glory to anyone that's on stage, myself, up in our tech booth. It is to bring glory to God. And so tonight, that is our prayer. Our prayer is that you will just be able to take a moment in this busy schedule of Christmas and remember why we truly celebrate. And it's because God sent his one and only Son for you and for me. And so I'm going to pray with us, and then we're going to get things underway. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much for how great you are. Father, we thank you for tonight. Father, we thank you for the gift of music. And we thank you for the story that we can tell, which is the greatest story ever told, when you sent your Son to this earth to die for us. And so, Lord, in this moment, I pray that you will bind Satan from this place, that, God, you will calm our spirits, you'll unite our hearts, and you lift our voices as we sing to you. We praise you for how great you are. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Folks, please enjoy Christmas at the Forks.
Oh, That's your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon.
Is the grave. is coming.
Tell everybody Christmas is coming. The waiting is over. Our God is with us. And joy to the world, for our Savior is born. Tell everybody Christmas is coming.
Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth for everybody. It's Christmas time, 'cause Jesus Christ is born.
He is born.
Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth for everybody. It's Christmas time, 'cause Jesus Christ is born.
They said to tell everybody Christmas is coming. The waiting is over.
Our God is with us. And joy to the world, for our Savior is born.
Tell everybody Christmas is coming. Tell everybody Christmas is coming. Tell everybody Christmas is coming.
Amen. What a beautiful reminder that Jesus Christ is our peace. He himself is our peace. God is with us and God is for us. And if you're here tonight and you don't know that peace, it's our prayer that you would come to know the peace that passes all understanding, that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. That's what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about Jesus coming into the world in the form of a tiny, beautiful baby. He would grow to be a man, and at age 33, he would die on an old rugged cross to save you, to save me from our sin. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The great thing is we can come to God just as we are. And he will love you and love me, and he will forgive us from our sin. We don't have to get cleaned up and come to Christ. We come to him with our sin, with our addiction, with our brokenness, with our pain, with our guilt, with our past, with our worries, with our fears, with our anxieties. We just come humbly before him. And he takes that away from us. And he reminds us that we're never alone. And so tonight, it's our prayer that through this beautiful music from the children, from the choir, the beautiful music from the orchestra and our instrumentalists, that you are given the hope of what Christmas means, the hope of Christ coming into the world, the peace of Christ that comes into the world. And it would be my prayer, our prayer, that you would know him personally before this night is over, or before Christmas, that you would come to know Christ. So please contact us here at the church if we can pray with you or talk to you about your decision. But I know that you want to join with me in thanking Sean and this choir and orchestra and instrumentalists for doing an outstanding job tonight of sharing this message of Christmas. Amen. There's been a lot of hard work, many, many hours of preparation and practice and planning and orchestrating, and what a blessing it's been tonight. I can't think of anywhere I would rather be than right here tonight, giving praise and glory to God for his faithfulness and his love. Sean, your first Christmas at the Forks has been beautiful. We welcome you and Kelly, and we welcome the Holy Spirit in this place. Thank you all again for blessing our hearts. And they're going to do one more for us before we go. And guys, children's choir, awesome job tonight. Thank you all for leading so beautifully. And for all those who have helped in the sound booth and with the words on the screen and all the orchestra and our pianists, Angela, and over there, Ken on the drums, everyone for doing an awesome job. Sean, you all come and lead us in a closing song.
Tonight, the theme, if you haven't noticed, is bells. And if you read the excerpt that I put in the program, we're to ring our bells whenever someone important is coming, whenever there's good news to be shared. And I can't think of any better news to ring our bells about and to sing out than the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so as we sing, our prayer has been this entire night in preparation is that you leave this place ringing your own personal bell to tell everyone about Jesus and what he's done.
see it there, holy light, the star above the tree, and heaven declaring, do you see what I see? Everywhere, holy night, you see if you believe. Come join heaven's choir, Jesu joy, a man's desire. Glory to God in the highest, Hosanna, our Lord is with us. Never stop searching for the light that is there to guide.
So much for being here tonight, allowing the presence of the Lord. A special thank you to all of our worship teams and all of our drummer boys for doing a great job again, and for the orchestra, thank you so much again, Sean and choir, thank you. And if we could, we're going to close in prayer, and thank you for coming. We pray that you have a blessed and Merry Christmas. Let's pray together. God, thank you so much for this beautiful night of worship and praise. Lord, I pray that every person here tonight or maybe watching online, that they would have a song placed in their heart, that they would find a little joy to make this season brighter and their burdens lighter. We pray, Lord, that they would find that peace, that missing peace that they've been missing in their heart and life. And Lord, that they might find hope and ultimately the love, the sacrificial, unconditional love of Jesus Christ, and that they might have their heart and life transformed by your power this Christmas season. So Lord, we love you and we thank you again for your son Jesus, the greatest gift this world has ever known. It is in his precious and holy name we pray. Amen. God bless you and Merry Christmas.